Pull ahead, quartermaster.
Pull ahead, sir.
We'll bring her around and make a search for Tuca.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
We should pick him up on this circle if he's still afloat. I hope the little fool can swim, that's all.
Keep your eyes skinned up, forward. We don't want to be searching all night.
Our third night out from Sydney, and the stars clear in the cloudless sky. I'd heard the scream as Edwin Tuca went overboard, and Captain Goddard had ordered the engine stopped at once. Now we were beating back in a circle to starboard, with every member of the crew peering into the night. Not half an hour before he fell or was pushed overboard, I'd been talking to Edwin Tuca in his cabin. And when we picked him up, I wanted to know one thing. Who or what was it that had been important enough to drag that frightened little man on deck? If the killer of Peter Slavin, the sixth beneficiary, was aboard the Tangmar, then he wasn't wasting any time. And then the cry came back from the bows.
There he is, sir. On the port bow.
He's lucky the fog cleared. Darn lucky. Stop engines!
Engine stop, sir.
Get a boat away, Mr. Kendall, and jump to it.
Can see him clearly now, sir. Seems to be struggling to stay afloat.
Bosun, number one boat, port bow, get it swung out.
Load away there. Load away.
I knew it before we left, Harris. This is one charter that Tangmar should never have taken on.
Get that boat away. Load away there.
Figured you wouldn't mind my coming along, Dick.
All right, keep at it, boys. Come on, come on.
You realize you've busted my date with a loner.
When we get back, Captain Goddard's likely to bust your neck. Passengers are supposed to stay out of this kind of joint.
There he is, dead ahead of us.
Hold on, Tuca!
For a guy who can't swim, he's done all right so far.
He's so frightened he's throwing his arms about enough to stay afloat.
He's gone under, Mr. Kendall.
I'll get him. Ship oars.
Nice night for a dip, Dick.
Let's hope I'm not wasting my time, that's all.
Tuca! Tuca!
I'm going to drown.
Look, I've got it. Don't struggle, you fool. Don't.
Save me! Save me!
Look, just lie back, Tuca. I've got you.
No! No, help! Help! Help me!
All right, Tuca, you asked for it. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Tuca, but I don't intend to lose you now.
Nice work, Kendall. Here, you give me a hand. Grab the little black boy.
Looked like he was going to take you with him to the watery grave, Kendall.
Well, at least I didn't have to go under for him. He came up right in front of me. All right, get those oars moving. Let's get back to the ship. Yeah, Tuca. Hey, Tuca. You all right now? Tuca.
No. Oh, don't make me drown. I'm going to drown. Don't leave me. No!
I'll let him be, Kendall. You won't get anything out of him now. The sooner we get back aboard and let Dr. Lawler take a look at him, the better.
Well, how is he, Doctor?
Oh, he'll be all right. I've given him a sedative.
Did he say anything about how it happened?
No, Captain. I couldn't get anything out of him at all. The poor little blighter still can't believe that he's on board again. He kept grabbing at me.
If you ask me, Captain...
I didn't, Mr. Blake. And I'd be grateful, mighty grateful, if you'd go about your own business. You had no right to join that boat's crew. I'll take that up with you later, Mr. Kendall.
No good blaming Dirk, Skipper. If he stopped to argue with me, we would have been wasting time, I guess. Main thing was to get Tuca. I only wanted to help.
When I need you to assist my crew, I'll let you know, Blake.
Okay, okay. I can tell when I'm in the way. So long, folks. Looks like I'll make that date with the loaner after all. Sorry if you're going to collect on my account, Dirk.
All right, if we go in and talk to him, Doctor.
It might be an idea if I came too, just in case he needs calming down.
Come on, then. Let's get it over. Well, there's no need to look so miserable, Kendall. I saw you arguing with Blake in the boat. But if it had been me, I'd have thrown him out.
Yes. Well, how are you feeling now, Mr. Tuker? Any better?
Yes. Yes, Doctor. I want to thank you, Mr. Kendall. You saved my life and...
Well, that can wait. How did it happen?
I don't know.
What?
Well, you see, I was up on deck. I was not feeling very well and... I just went to the side of the ship and...
Nothing wrong with that. You're not the first man to be seasick.
But I never was before on the way to England, never.
Oh, that's the way it goes. Well, then what happened?
Well, it just seemed to be falling.
Were you pushed?
I don't think so.
What the blazes does that mean? Were you or weren't you?
It all happened so fast, you see. I don't think so.
I see.
You weren't feeling sick when I talked to you, Mr. Tuker.
No, Mr. Kendall. But after you left, I had my dinner, and then... Well, then it happened. I felt I just had to get out on deck.
Well, you'd better get some rest.
And in future, I'd advise you to stay away from the decks at night.
Oh, I will, Captain, I will.
Good. If we'd still been in that fog, you wouldn't be here now, Mr. Tuker. Remember that. And there's another thing. It's my job to get you to Jamaica. And if I have to lock you in your cabin, I'm going to do just that. You'd better come to my cabin before you go on and watch Mr. Kendall to make a report for the log. Good night, Tuker.
Good night, Captain Goddard.
You think you'll be all right now?
Yes, Doctor, thank you.
Well, I'll be in my cabin if you want me. Good night, Mr. Kendall.
Good night.
Just as well you're safe on board. I'd have hated to face Miss Fedoroff if we'd lost you.
Tuker, listen to me. When you went up on deck, did you see anyone?
No. No, not a soul.
You sure?
Quite sure. Oh, please don't frighten me anymore. I don't want to believe that anyone pushed me.
All right, you fell. We'll leave it at that. But if you notice anything suspicious, the slightest thing at all, I want you to come straight to me now. Is that clear?
Quite, yes, yes. And Mr. Kendall, thank you again. There's only twice in my whole life I've ever been afraid of dying. Once in the dock when I was on trial for my life, and just now in the water.
Well, what do you figure happened?
He was pushed, I'm sure of it.
Why?
Do you know why we are all going to Jamaica? The Major, the Doctor, Mr. Miller, Mr. Tuker, and myself?
I have heard something about it, yeah.
If only one of us were to arrive, then he would collect all the money.
You say he, but supposing it was a she?
Since I am the only woman who is included in the will, that must apply to me. Do you think we're capable of murder, Lee?
Loner, I have the feeling that you always get what you want.
I want you to kiss me, Lee.
I figured you might.
Now.
You know something, Loner? I like a woman who makes the nicest tasks so easy. Loner.
What could be more romantic? The night sounds of a ship at sea and being held in your arms like this.
See, where did you learn to kiss like that, honey?
Was something wrong?
No, no. But when I kiss someone, I like to feel that I'm not being compared to a long line of embraces. Compared and filed away for future reference.
How dare you!
Take it easy.
I thought you might be different to the others, but you're just the same. Smug and so sure of yourself. You want a woman to fall into your arms and sigh that she loves you. Don't you think she has a right to make her choice?
Nothing wrong that I can see, providing the choice agrees with it.
I find you very excitingly different.
To whom?
Oh, the ones in China, Hong Kong, and in all the places.
England?
England? Oh, they are so stuffy. They do not want to be. They can desire you and long for you, but when they kiss you, it is as if at the moment of reaching for you, they become frightened. frightened that the mask of Anglo-Saxon reserve might fall and reveal them for what they are.
And that is?
Oh, I don't want to talk about them. I would much rather talk about us. We could make this voyage so pleasant for each other.
Why not? When were you in England, Alona?
Oh, just a few months ago when... Why? Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. Just talking, that's all.
Lee, I would rather... Much rather that this is a secret between us. I do not want anyone to know that I was in England. Do you promise?
So Ilona Fedorov had been in England just a few months before, and she wanted it kept secret. Lee Blake was not slow to keep me posted with developments. Now it seemed that besides Major Challoner, Dr. Lawler, and Edwin Tuker, Miss Fedorov might have been the killer we were searching for on this passage of the Tangmar.